in Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, let us just learn the three Taisvus that we left over on the Sugya before. The Gemara had said before that Rav Nachman Amarav said that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara asked Akashim, why do you paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? We have a Stam Mishnah like Rameya. The Mishnah says, Kol Shor Shemuta Lechel Machel. So whenever you're allowed to eat, you're allowed to have hanor. So that's Rameya. So the Gemara answers, that is not a Stam Mishnah like Rameya, because if it was going according to Rameya, it should have said, Kol Shor Sha'oichel Machel. Kol Shor Shemuta Lechel Machel, speaking about two different people. When a Kohen is permitted to eat Trume, so a Yisrael is permitted to have hanor from Chometz. So then the Gemara asked, why don't you paskin like Rabban Gamliel? So the Gemara says, because he's a machriya. So the Gemara answered, Rabban Gamliel is not a machriya. So let us see the top tesis. Rabban Gamliel lav machriyahu. V'kosheleri, deleima halochik Rabban Gamliel desosim lontane kevose bepeire kosho. Just like the Gemara had wanted to say before, that we should paskin like Rab Meir. Because we have a Stam Mishnah according to Rameya. So what did the Gemara say? It doesn't go according to Rameya. It goes according to Rab Gamliel. So we have a Stam Mishnah according to Rab Gamliel. Midikstoni muta. Vafilu im misafkaleim yesh ledagdik velosh muta. Im la. Afilu will say that the Gemara was not sure if this is a true diik. So maybe it's not a real diik. So mimikomokim neima halochi kerameya oi keram gamliel. Al koponim, the Mishnah is either going according to Rameya, if the Deek is not a Deek, or the Mishnah is going according to Rabban Gamliel, but the Deek is a Deek. The Mimon of Shahid Achol Shok Yechad Minayu also. So why doesn't the Gemara ask this Kasha? V'yishloim adi boi yisayim esomich, v'din acho afarish besoy pirken be'ezres Hashem. So Taisvi says, really the Gemara esomich and the boi yisayimah was that the Gemara held that we paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda ish bar Tuse, and we paskin like him in whatever he says, and he said that your Mishaya mozen shtei sudis to eat ad dalet shoyis. So Bemison, this is the raya, this was the raya of Rav that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. V'servin trumeis tmeyes utluyais utahiris. We heard that Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda ish bar Tuse said that if Erev Pesach was Chaliyas b'Shabbos, so Mishaya Mosin Bei Sudais, and the rest of the Trume you burn. Afilu im Neymar da'osa lisroif tahirois, mishum d'chsives mishmeres trumoisai, k'moisha osa letamom. Now Taisvis has here a sophic. Is there, we know from the Pasuk, as Mishmeres Trumoisai, there's a Chiyuv Shimur and Trume. One is Mechuyev to watch Trume, to protect Trume. Now that is clear that the mitzvah of Mishmeres Trumoisai is that one is Mechuyev to watch Trume, should not become Tome. Now there's a Machlokes HaRishonim, our Taisvus is Bekitzer, but the Taisvus HaRashba we see was a machlekes Taisus and the Rabbeinu Ephraim. Does the din mishmeres trumoisai also include that one is mechuyev to watch trume, protect trume, it shouldn't burn it, you shouldn't destroy it? That's the sofik in Taisus. Is the whole din mishmeres only one should not be metame trume, or the din mishmeres also include that one should not be soirev trume? So Taisus says as follows, Afilu im noima, Afilu we will say, the osa lisraif tahirais, one is not permitted to burn truma tahire, mishum d'chsives mishmeres trumoisai, kemoisha osa letamom, just like the halach is, one is mechuyiv, one is osa to be metame trume, so in the same way one is osa to burn trume. So Memelus, Otay says the Kasha, so how are you allowed to burn Truma now? It's Roy Lachile, it's Truma Toire. So Otay says, Hoche Shori. Here you're allowed. Otay says, Afal Gavni Midaraisa Bebito Baal Mesagi, Vein Soich Lesoifo. So Tosfos says, you can't say the reason is you're permitted to burn it. Because or else you'll be over Bal Yiroh, also Mitzvah says of Tashbisu. So Tosfos says, that's not true. Because you could avoid all these problems and be mevatel the chometz. So, mina teire, we have a mitzvah of mishmeres tremoisai, which ases reife. So that wouldn't be, and the Bal Yiron, the Tashbisu is taken care of with bittel. Mikomoke. But Taisus says, given the seifa le'oser v'leilich le'ibut. But since lemaise, we're speaking about we don't have any oichlem. So what eventually is going to happen with this trume? Eventually, you're going to, it's going to be Pesach, and it's going to become us, but you'll be unable to eat it. So therefore, you're permitted to burn it, just like you're permitted to be metame trume tahire. The shari rameya besoif pirken lisraif tameya ima tahire. What is the svara of Taisvus? The svara of Taisvus is the whole din mishmeres trumoisai is that one should watch trum and protect trume in order to enable that he should be able to eat it. If it'll become tome, he'll be unable to eat it. So memel is a din mishmeres that it should not become tome. But if we have a trume which saivasai he will be unable to eat, there will never be a possibility to eat this trume, so then there's no din mishmeres trumoisai. And therefore, Tais is found at the end of the perek, the Rameya holds you're allowed to burn trume tmeya ima tahira, even though you're being metame de tahira, but since it's oimed lisrei, because it's chometz, so memele there's no isa to be metamed. So therefore, in the same way we can say that's why he is permitted to burn the trume erev Shabbos, since this trume will not be eaten, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yudish Bartus, I don't have to expect that the new oichlam will come into the city. So it's soifai liosa v'leilich libut. So there's no din mishmeres. The mele I can burn it erev Shabbos. Umishayrin mozin shtei sudis v'choshkin b'chulin shechleim berubin the mishayrin k'damashme v'tesefte. That you can leave over for what to eat in Shabbos, Chometz. So Al Kaponim, we didn't have a clear-cut raya yet if we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda or not. So the Gemara says further, Va'af Rebbe Sova Loho de Rav Nachman. Rebbe also holds we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. The Oma Rovin Baravade, Maise ba'odam echod shehifkid diskayo meleya chometz eitzel yoichanin chakoko. There was a person that gave two sacks that were full of chometz to yoichanin chakoko. He was a shayim mechino. V'nokvu ha'achborim, and achborim made holes in the sacks, v'hoye chometz mevatzveitz v'yoitze, and the chometz was leaking out. Was running out of the sack. Ubol ifnei Rebbe shori shayne. Now, it would seem from Rashi, the shayla was as follows. The chometz was running out, and the longer you leave it in the matzav the way it is, the mafkid is losing money, because the chometz that runs out, that's hoylech liibud, achborim take care of that. Would be in normal times, wouldn't be Erev Pesach, the Eitzah would zichah be to sell it. Because it's Eilach Leibut. But the Shaila is, Erev Pesach is not the right time to sell Chometz, because the market is down. Values depend on demand, there's no demand for Chometz Erev Pesach, so Chometz is very cheap. So the Shaila was, so what is the alternative? The alternative is as follows. If the mafkid will come Erev Pesach, the mafkid will eat it up, so memele, so then it's kedai not to sell it. So the mafkid will come, because the price that you sell chometz Erev Pesach is a ridiculous price. So by selling it now, the mafkid is losing more money than the chometz that's running out, that's going leibut. That's pshat is, if the market is going to come. If the market is not going to come, so then every minute you're not selling it, so the market is losing money. So that means like this, we have here a shaila over here, what should the shayma do? The shayma has a problem. We don't have ruach ha-kodesh, we don't know exactly what's going to happen. If I would know the market is going to come, so mameila Azicha wouldn't sell it. I'll hold it. And the market will eat it up, so mameila, he'll al-kaponim be getting in the amount that's running out, that's seeping out of the sacks, that loss is not equivalent to the loss the mafkid will get if he'll sell it at a very cheap price. That is if I know the mafkid will come. If the mafkid won't come, so then one should sell it as soon as possible because the price is ridiculous, but the more he leaves it, the price will get lower and lower because more and more chametz is leaking out. So Yochanan Chakuko came to Rebbe Shori Shaina. He didn't know what to do. Omaloi Hamtein. So Rebbe told him, wait. L'chayra, what is pshat and wait? L'chayra, pshat and wait is if we don't know what to do, it could be you're doing a toiva by selling it now because he's not going to come at all. So the earlier you sell it, the more money he'll get. It could be you're doing a raw by selling it, because could be he'll come and he'll be able to eat it. So mameila, then he won't lose so much. Then he's getting the true benefit or the true value of the chametz by eating it up. He's not getting a cut rate price for it. So we don't know what to do. So there's a klal sheiv al tase. If one doesn't know what to do, so don't do anything. Wait. We don't know what to do, so wait. Amalei hamten. Shniye. Now the second hour came. Chometz is dwindling. He came again. Omaloi hamte. He told him, wait. Again, we don't say maybe the second hour, since he didn't come the first time, maybe his eye is not going to come at all. No, we still don't know what the right thing is to do. Shlishis, omaloi hamte. Revis, omaloi hamte. Still might come. Chmishis, when it was the fifth hour ready, omaloi tsei umaycha bishuk. So now he told him, sell it. Now you should sell it. So the Gemara says, my lav l'nochem. The stomach meant to sell it to a goy. Why did the Gemara assume that he meant to sell it to a goy? Because it's, because so Tosfos says, we'll see Rashi has a different mahalach, but Tosfos says that if it's still muta b'achila for a yid, so why does he have to sell it? He could buy it himself. Why are you telling him to go to the shuk now? Erev Pesach, of all, is such a hectic zman, this felt him nachos to go to the shuk to sell the chametz. Let him buy it himself. So he told him to sell it, so why says it's also b'achila for a Yisrael, it's only muta b'ano. So memele, so that's why he told him to go to the shuk and sell it to a goy. So we see from Rebbe that he paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. My love l'nochim ke Rabbi Yehuda. Omar Rabbi Yosef loy li Yisrael ke Rabbi Meir. No, he meant he paskins like Rabbi Meir. It's not right at all from Rebbe. He paskins like Rabbi Meir, and that's what he said to sell it to fifth hour. He meant to sell it to Yisrael. Omar le Abaye ili Yisrael. If he wants to sell it to Yisrael, nishkalei lenafshe. So why are you telling him to go to the shuk and sell it? Let him go and then buy it himself. So the Gemara says, Mishum Chshoda. No, really, it's muta, we paskin like Rabbi Meir. No, he's not allowed to buy it himself, al tzachshat. People bechoshet him that he's not giving the correct price for the chometz. So therefore, al tzvayisim nekiyim, you have to go and sell it to a goy. The Sanya, we learned Gaboit Stoke She'ein lehem aniyim lechalik. We learned a similar halacha that Gaboit Stoke Ili so nishkele lenafshe. So that was the kasha mishum chshode. So it could be take that he answered Rabbi Yosef answered him al tzchat. He says could be take you could sell it to a yid. I'm sorry, it could be he holds like a mayor, Taki could sell it to a yid, but he can't buy it himself because it's chshat. The Sanya, we learned in Abaraisa, Gaboi tzdoke, she'ein lehem aniyim lechalik, Kaboyt Stoker, who had prutas by them, and the prutas were getting rusty, and at the present time they did not have any aniyim to give it to, poyrtim lacherim, so you switch over these prutas on matbeya shel kesef, but not with his own money, with others. He gives others the prutas, and they give him matbeya shel kesef, and poyrtim la'atzman. Kaboyt tamchui, the Kaboyt Stoker, who had a tamchui, tamchui was that it was at Stoker, they collected food for the aniyim, שאין להם עניים לחלק, מויכים לאחרים ומויכים לעצמו, משום שנאמר, וייסם נקיים מהשם ומישראל. So ממילא, so that's what Rav Yosef said. He said, Rav Yosef said, that it could very well be, that Rabbi holds, like, Rav Meir, and that what he told him, that what he told him, that he can't buy it himself, that's also different than us, וייסם נקיים. Omalei Rabada Bamasna la Rav Yosef Beferish Amrit Lon Tsei Umoichlon Lenochi Ki Rav Yehuda. So Rabada Bamasna said, told Rav Yosef forgot his learning, so he told us, Rav Yosef, when you told us the first time this Maise, you told us Beferish that Rabbi said you should sell it to a goy. So Al Kaponim, we see now that Rabbi Takepaskin like Rav Yehuda, and shochamishes, it's also for a yid to eat. Zogt Rashi. Diskaye, shtei milois murkoveis. It's two words. Shnei sakim, diskaye, amtacha shel oil. Nakvu achborim, boho yo nechsa. And it was being, the chometz was being nechsa, va boosa benisnoye, bechometz bezoil. Chometz was very cheap. Obol ifnei Rebbe leida imim keru mibnei chesroine shal mafkit. Should he sell it now? Because as the time progresses, more and more chometz is hoylich leibut. He told them hamtein, shema yovei v'yoichol bailot. So if the bailam will eat it, so memele, so then there won't be such a hefset to the bailam. Chamishis, the mahashte su loy ocheloi. So Rashi seems to say that there's a different cheshbon. Why by the chamishis did he tell him not to wait anymore? Because the cheshbon became bottle. That means the whole cheshbon was it's not kedai. The whole cheshbon was it's not kedai to sell it because he might come and eat it. Although the chamishis, the mahashtes, su loy ocheloy, now he can't eat it anymore. So memele, so now you zich have to sell it. Omalei, say a moichan b'shuk b'oit shemuta b'anos. Loi le Yisrael. So the Gemara says no. It doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Chameya. V'ochi komalei shehisa ho shaita le mishkaches Yisrael d'zovin lei. That's what he told him to sell in the fifth hour. Because there's no sense of waiting. Zich if the Bailam will come now, he could still eat it. But you have to understand, if it's not now, it's never. Till the fifth hour, the Shaila was, should I save it for the Bailam? And what was the alternative? Or should I sell it for a cheap price? That was the Sufik. So there we said, Hamtain, I don't know. Maybe it's not the right thing to sell for a cheap price, since the Bailam might come. But now it's a different suffix in Gansen. Should I sell it now, or he won't have anything left over? So Memela, that's why he told them in the Chamish, it's not that the Bailam can eat it now. If the Bailam will come, he can still eat it now. But if he won't sell it now, then the alternative is not he's going to lose money because of a cheap price. No, it's lost completely. The lashon of Rashi leMishkachas iShehisu Hoshatel leMishkachas Yisrael deZovin le. The lashon Yisrael is not understandable. And if you'll wait after the fifth hour, you can't sell it. Not he won't find a yid to buy. At the sixth hour, you can't sell it at all. So it's about no. About Kaponim, that's what he told him. Frag the Gemara Nishkele leNafshe viYechlenu. Let him faker. Let him buy it. V'yitein dom of labailov, lama labailov, lama loy litroyach v'leilich b'shuk, If he's permitted to sell it already, so does felt the mice out of Pesach to go to the shuk now. So the Gemara says, Al Tshoda, Pertem Prute Shal Nechoyshe Shagovel Etztoke, Shemashin Oison Machlidois, that it's Machlid, Tzoich Lepertem Bekesef. So therefore you have to be Pertem. The Machlif it on Mois Madbeya Shal Kesef. Tamchui Machl. Lechem, Mine Machl, Shagoyvim Lechalek, that they divide food for the aniyim, so also it should be sold. It should be sold, and the gabbai shouldn't purchase it for himself. Vein moichem laatzmon, shema yachshedum shalokhum bezoil. People will be choshed them. The feirish amretlon, so Rashi says, so what's pshat? Rav Yosef cholo. Vishochach talmudai, lachas mang shoye machlif dvorov, when he changed, he said over differently the way it said previously, oi maskiran oi sol talmidov, kach limatanu borishoinem. Zog Taisvis, my love lenochem. Now what? He told them to sell it to a goy. So Taisvis says, lahochi mashma lenochem. Why did the Gemara think that he told them to sell to a goy that it's also bachila for yid? The ili Yisrael, lishke lenavshei. If it's sell it still to a yid, b'shochem, he should let him buy it himself. The poich abaye b'samuch. Period. Birishalmi goras. Now Taisus brings a Yerushalmi. Tzei umoicho bebezdin bishuk. The Yerushalmi says he told him it should be sold lifnei bezdin bishuk. What does that mean? So mashma, weist ois von the Yerushalmi, af al pi shenosan le rishus rebi, shohoya av bezdin limker, afilo hochi tzorich bezdin b'shas mechire kedei l'shumam. So, l'cheire from Taisus means as follows. Be'emison, when you're selling someone else's chafetzim, when the nifkad is selling the mafkitz chafetzim, like in our case, we'll see soon different cases, so there are two problems. Problem number one is, what right can you sell yenem zach? You're not a bailam on it. So in order to be able to sell Yenem Zach, you need a Psak Bezdin. A Bezdin says you have a right to sell. That's Yisoid number one. Yisoid number two, there's Afilu, you have a right to sell, but now the Shaila is, for what price are you going to sell? So you need a Bezdin there, B'shas T'machire, to decide what value you're permitted to sell his things at this time. So Memele, so that's these two Alochis, Taisvis derived from Agamora, that even though we had a green light from Rebbe, who was an Av Bezdin, that he had a right to sell, but that's not enough. You're mechuyev to sell lifnei Bezdin b'shuk. Va'af al pikein, stating the Gemara, he's not allowed to buy it. I can have the Bezdin here. There can be a Bezdin when it comes to Chshad. But Chayshkin and Moshe Rabbeinu also. Chshad doesn't help anything. That Vayisim Nikiyim won't help Rayas and Eichochet. So Memele, Chshad is Chshad. But you need Meikar Adin, you need a Bezdin B'Shas Mechira to determine the price, what it should be sold for. V'im Toima, so that Taisus is going to bring different cases which we don't need all these halachas. Maishna me Almone, de Meicheres la'acherem sheloi bebezdin. An Almone, let's say an almona needs a mezainis, or she needs a ksube. So it seems from the Gemara that she's allowed to take the nichse yisayimim, a field of the yisayimim, and she'll sell the field without a green light from Bezdin. L'acherim sh'lei bebezdin. You don't even need a Bezdin. U'bebezdin, and if she sold it with a green light from Bezdin, Yechoyle La'akev Afil La'atzim. If Bezdin tells you allowed to sell it, then she's allowed to buy it for herself. That's Klonit Azoy, by us. Toma B'Ksubis, Almona Sheshoma La'atzma. So Taisus and Ksubis says Sheshoma means that she decided to sell it. Bezdin never told her you have a right to sell the Nichse Yisayimim. She wants Mezayna, she wants a Ksubis, so she went and took a field of the Yisayimim and bought it for herself. Is loy osis of a loyklum, so that transaction is worthless. Why? The omar man shamloch. Who gave you a right to sell it?
That's the only taina. And that is only if she bought it for herself. Mashme de bebezdin yechayla loshen. But if bezdin would tell her, then she's allowed to take it for herself. And vice versa also, if she wouldn't, sheshama la'atzma le'yosu sova le'klom. What would be if she sold it to someone else? Then it also saw afilu without a permission from bezdin. The kamrin enami hosam ahu gavre davkido gabe kiste de yasmi. It was a person that gave him animal food. Swam shat and rashi or corral, another pshat. Davkido gabe kiste de yasmi. Also shoma lenafsha. He went and he took it for himself. He bought it for himself. L'seif ayaka. Later it became very expensive, so he thought, Baruch Hashem, he did a good deal. He bought it for himself. Omalei man shamloch. So they told them, man shamloch. Again, Abu Weistachois, that is, pshat is, that it wasn't chal, because man shamloch. But if they would have had permission to sell it, so then he could buy it for himself. B'yeshleimah. So now Taisus goes back on Amon. The mecheres shaloi bebezin, I feel without a bezin, mishum chine. Besonder din, an isha, in order to have chine, in order to want to get married, so we have to take away the complexities of money, the ksub and the mezainis afterwards. So, an almone has new kulis. She's allowed to sell it to someone else, without special permission from bezin. Als chine. She should want to get married. The gabi kiste de yasmi, the yochel la'akiv la'atzmoi. If there would be permission from bezin, haine davke b'diyevet. There it means he did it already. The whole din chshav is only a din l'chatchila. Chatchila, you're not allowed to buy it yourself. V'yisim nekiyim. If you bought it, the mechir is chal, if bezin gave him permission. You're not a noki, abal kaponim, the mechir is chal. Inami, a different cheshbin. Gabi yasmi bezin atzman heina mafkide. Who gave him bechlal this pekodin? Bezin made him apotropos. Lachain yochel la'akiv la'atzmoi alpiyem. So then, if, since bezin are the mafkidim, so memele, so he can keep it for himself. Aval pekodim shalacherim, bezin gives them the right to sell it, he's allowed to buy it for himself. Aval pekodim shalacherim loy. But if it's someone else's pekodim, so then bezin's permission is not enough to enable him to buy it for himself. Odam abeilo mitziyah sham demeim emenichim gabe mitziyah osam lekechshat shereyu marzer aveide. They're speaking about that a person found an aveide and he wants to, there also is a cheshbin that he has to shatz it up and to sell it. So there he's allowed to buy it himself because there is no chshat whatsoever. He's a marzer aveide. He's doing marzer aveide, some email, everything is doing the te'elis yener, some email, there's no mokim for chshat. Omar Rav Yosef, keman ozlo hosh maite de Rebbe. So, ke Rav Shimon Gamliel, this maise that Rebbe said that he should sell it, the fifth hour he should sell it, now that's not a good taisa said Rebbe was an abezin, Rebbe Paskin, you have a right to sell it. So Rav Yosef said this is really a debatable shayla, it's a machloikis to tanakam Rav Shimon Gamliel. This nan hamafkit peiris eitzel chaveri. We learned the Mishnah, a person was mafkit peiris eitzel chaveri, afilu hein avudim. And the peiris are getting lost. Loi yiga bohen. He's not permitted to touch it. You have no right to sell the peiris. Rabin Shimon Gamliel loimer, moichon bebezn mibnei hashavas avein. Shimon Gamliel says, you're allowed to sell it. Even though I made you a nifkadan to watch the peiris, but now it's the hein avudim, she's permitted to sell it. But the Tanakama, for some reason, holds, you have no right to sell it. That's not your tafkit. You're a shame, you keep it. It's getting lost. That's the mafkit's problem. But you have no right to sell it. So Rabbi Yosef said, so Rabbi, I'll call her holds like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Omalei Abaye, so Abaye told Rabbi Yosef, V'lav l'itmer alo, Omar Rabbi Babachon, Om Rabbi Yochanan, Lo yishonu elo b'chdei chesroinon. Avo Yosef, Mechdei Chesroinon, Moichon Bebezdin, וחוש כאין הוכד אופסידי לגמרי. He says, the machloikis, Rabbi Gamliel and the Tanakama is that it was not a complete loss. The loss was a normal loss. So there, the Tanakama holds that, you shouldn't sell it. It's not a drastic loss. So Mamela, there you have no right to sell it. Rabbi Gamliel says, Afalpikan, you should sell it. But over here, if you won't sell it, now it's going to become also Bahano. So here there's no Shaila whatsoever. Here, according to the Tanakame, the Yezicha Mechuyev to sell it. Zogt Rashi. Keman oz loho de Rebbe shohoire limker pekodn. He said you should sell a pekodn mneisha ova, because it's hoilach liibud. Avudim nechsorim v'oilchim. Bechteiches Reina, kshein nechsorim, ala kederech chesorim shal peiris, akoto b'mitziba mafkid. The loss is a normal loss that normally happens to peiris. As time progresses, the peiris get lost. Lachitim loiris tichachatzoi kabin laku. But here, so there is a machlokes if the shomer is able to sell it. But over here, the kaposid legamri, shen nechsorim bahano. So here, according to everyone, Yezicha allowed and Mechuyev to sell it. Bechdei chesroinim, let us see Taisvitz. Peirish akunteris, kiderech chesroinan shal peiris. That the machloikis, Rav Shimon Gamliel Nitanakame is, when it's a normal loss that is occurring with the peiris. Pekoshel ari, if it's a normal loss, in came my time with Rav Shimon Gamliel Namamoichan Bebezen, so this is expected. Every month, Vashteitzich, that 20 payers get rotten. That's normal. So the mail, if it would be by the market, also the same thing would happen. So why should he sell it? So therefore, Taisus is chaylik on Rashi. When we read the Mayri, the Nechzar, Bechoydish, Echot, Yoisim imashe, Chesoran, Oyla, Lechoydish. The loss is bigger than a normal loss. Aye, so that's Yesim, Echdei Chesroinan. Bechori, Echdei Chesroinan, Fisher Adayin Loinis Chasru Yoiser Mirdei Chesoren O Oilo Lashone Kidemaforish Bamarkid Lachitum Loiris Tichachatsoi Kabum Lakur. Aunichasru Yoiser Devrehakel Moichon Bebezen. So Taisva says as follows. That means we are now in a period, a month passed by, and let's say if normally in a month, let's say a pound gets lost, in the year 12 pounds gets lost. So if 1 pound is getting lost during this month, there's nothing but to worry about. But we're speaking about that 13 pounds are getting lost in 1 month. That means you don't look, Taisa says that's the machlokes. God, this month things are going very bad. But if you look at a year's cheshbon, in the year, so if it's more than is normally lost during the year, that's what's getting lost during the month, then according to everyone, you're mechuyev to sell. It's speaking about that it's less than that, it's less than 12 times, or it's 12 times as much as a normal month. So here there's a machloikis is if one is mechuyev, or if one can sell it, or lo yigaboy. Now, this din of the halacha that we had in the Gemara before, Shomer had chametz. So the halacha is that the fifth hour, he should sell it. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, what happens if he didn't sell it the fifth hour? He should have sold it the fifth hour to a goy. He didn't sell it the fifth hour. It's the sixth hour. What happens now? What happens now? Now it's Osa Bahano. What happens now? So there's a machloikis between the Magen Avraham, the Goyin, and the Pri Chodesh. The Magen Avraham says, the Machaber says, and the Magen Avraham explains to Dasa Machaber that the Nifkad is mechuyev to burn it. The sixth hour is mechuyev to burn it. Why is he mechuyev to burn it? So the Magen Avraham says, even though the Shema is not Ivan Bal Yero, he wasn't Mekabel HaChayitz, he was a Shema Chinam, but the Mafkid is Ivan Bal Yero. So to be Matzel, the Mafkid from Bal Yero, before was only a Choshen Mishpatike problem, till Shoshishis. That was Choshen Mishpat. But now we're talking about a chayim. Now we have a new problem over here. We have a problem. It's also ba'no. The mafkid is over ba'al yiro. So mail is mechuyev to burn it. I retoist the mogen avrom. I maybe the mafkid sold the tagoy. Maybe he went to his local rabbi and sold the chometz tagoy. So what's the problem over here? So there's no ba'al yiro over here. He's burning it now. He's going to burn it now, and after Pesach, the mafkid is going to come to him, and they have time to see $2,000 worth of chometz, and you sold it, and you burnt it, and l'maisa, I sold it to a goy. So the Magen Avraham says, ain't sofik meitzi midei vadei. No, the vial was the mafkid's chometz. I don't know if the mafkid are taking care of it or not, so the din is ein sofik meitzi midei vadei, therefore the mafkid is mechuyev to, devka the nifkad is mechuyev to burn the chometz. That's how the Magen Avraham learns. The Kohen says that the nifkad is mechuyev to burn the chometz because the nifkad is over bal yiro. The shita we had before in Psochem, the Teres Chaim shita, that a shomer that has chometz shel Yisrael in his possession, even though he was not mekabel achayis, the nifkad is over bal yiro. So that's how the Goyin explains this halacha. And the Prichodesh says he doesn't have to burn the chometz because none of them are over bal yiro. The mafkid is an over because it's not in his reshus, and the nifkad is an over because it wasn't mekabel achayis. So for kelt, there's nothing to do. That is the shita of the Prichodesh. Now there's another very interesting machlokes. The Magen Avraham says, what happens if the nifkad burnt the chometz the sixth hour? It's mechuyev to, that the mafkid shouldn't be over bal yiro. After Pesach, the mafkid comes over to him and the nifkad tells him, you know, you owe me a big yashikoyach. He said, what's come to yashikoyach? You know, you have been over bal yiro, and I was matzah you from bal yiro. So the mafkid will look the Magen Avraham. The mafkid can tell him, I won't give you a yashikoyach. I'll please ask you. You owe me money now. You al shoyma wa mechuyev to sell my chometz the fifth hour. Yashikoyach kum te. The kum smidach geld. The Gemara says that a shaymechinam shayyachol lahatzel b'royim b'makleis v'loy hitzel. That means if it was possible for you, you could have been matzel over here. You had a neitzer. Yashikoyach kum te. You had a neitzer. You could have sold my chometz. It became osabah not because of Pesach. But you could have avoided this. You could have sold my chometz. So if you didn't sell my chometz, so you have a din of a pesheya. You have a din of a pesheya. So you're chayiv al shomre. Yeah. That's what the Magen Avraham holds. The Beis Meir wants to say, he says that there's a big difference between a makel, a shomer, shoyoyochel ahatzel, in our case. So the Beis Meir says as follows. He says, if you give someone a pikod, and he's relying on the shomer, it's in the shomer's possession. So memele, and the shomer was able to prevent the hezek, and he didn't prevent the hezek, so memele, so that's called a pishes, it's a korv l'mazik, he's mechuyif to pay. There the shomer is mechuyif to pay. She says, but over here, he didn't give him money. He's not a stockbroker. He's not a financial advisor over here. He's a shomer. You gave me chometz. I'm watching the chometz. The best of my abilities with achborim, kenach nishton, there's a hole there already. About kaponim, I'm only a shomer on the chometz. I don't have to take care of your financial problems over here. Why am I mechuyev to sell? I'll shomer mechuyev to sell the chometz. It's a mitzvah of Shavas Aveda, that's right. It's a Shavas Aveda, Yemechuyev to sell the chometz. That's true. But a Shavas of a person is not Meshiv and Aveda, he's not Mechuyev money for it. He didn't do a mitzvah. So therefore, the Beis Meir Tainis, if he didn't sell the chometz, he wasn't Mekai Mitzvah of Shavas Aveda. That's what the Daf and Shuvitan. But he doesn't owe him any money because his Kabbalah Shmire was only on the chometz, and not on the money he could get for the chometz. Dachs doch mir, the machloikes between the Beis Meir and the Magen Avraham is, if we consider the shavius, the market value of the chametz, if we consider this as a davot study, or is it considered like a chelik of, it's a chelik atzmi of the chametz? It seems the Beis Meir learned, and I'm giving you chametz, I'm giving you, good, I'm giving you a chametz, I'm giving you something that has this and this value. So your mechuyev, your kabbalah shmira on the chametz is the value is a chelik of the chametz. It's not a davot study. So memeila your mechuyev to see that the value should not go down the drain. The value shouldn't become osa b'hano. That is somehow the Magen Avraham learned. The Beis Meir seems to learn yoni mechuyev to watch the chametz. That what he could sell the chametz and make money from it, that's called a davot study. But that's not a chelik of the pikadon. So therefore, there are no chiyuvi shmire and the shomer to ensure that the value should remain. So therefore, that's only a mitzvah of Shavas Aveide. But there's al shomer, there's no chiyuv. So maybe it could be that's why the Beis Meir holds his posa to pay. Zok the Gemara weiter. Va'oid Amar Rab Yehuda. We heard in the Mishnah that Rab Yehuda had said that there were two chalas, and they were put on agav itstave, and from these two chalas, the Anshei Yerushalayim were able to tell what one could do. Because when both chalas were, it was Oichlin, they took off one, so it was Toilin, they took off the other one, it was Serfin. Oid nam Rav Yehuda shtei chalas. Toni tane kamid Rav Yehuda al gav hitztave. They said over Baraisa in front of Rav Yehuda that it was on top of the benches. There were benches in Har HaBayis. It was on top of the benches. Al gav hitztave. So Rashi says, al hakisei mamish. Frek the Gemara om alei. So why did they put them on the benches? V'chi lahatzniyam mutzorech. He wants to hide the chalas. So Rashi bechilat nimotzach v'loy lemare ha'ayin heim nitnasham. The whole reason they were there is that people should see what to do. So you put them on the benches; they're not visible to the Anshei Yerushalayim. Toni al gago hitztave. There was a roof, and over the roof they put these chalas, and this roof was visible to Anshei Yerushalayim. Gago hitztave. So Rashi gago yaboni lemaylo mitnei hakshamim. Omar Rechava, Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Harabayis, Stov, Kofel Hoyo. That there were two rows of benches surrounding Harabayis. Tanya Namiochi, Harabayis, Stov, Kofel Hoyo. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Istabines, Oysa Nikreis. This area was called Istabines. Stov, Lefnim, Istov. There was a double row of benches. Zot Rashi. Stov, Kofel Hoyo, Hitztabes, Soviv, Soviv, Makefes, Ubersoicha, Isay Hekef, Oydach. Another hekif. Zuk the Gemara weiter. Now it says that there were two chalois psulois. Frek the Gemara, amai psulois? Why were they posel? Why were the chalois posel? Omar Rabbi Chanine, mitoich shahoyu merubois nifsolois belina. Because there were many toides that were brought. So therefore, it was nifsal belina. Well, let's see a little further, then we'll understand what Rav Chanina is saying. The sanya. Ein mevi'im toide b'chaga matzes. One is not permitted to bring a toide b'chaga matzes. B'nei chomet shabo. The toide, the lachomim are nechel. There's 10 chalas which are chomets. They now have to bring it in Pesach, b'nei chomet shabo. Like the Gemara pshita, you need a baraisa to tell me you're not allowed to bring a toide in Pesach. Vashteitzach, you can't eat chometz in Pesach. Omar Avada Barave, Oche b'yodalid askina. Speaking about that, what the Tana says, Chag HaMatzos, he does not mean that speaking about in Pesach, he means that it's speaking about Erev Pesach. The Rishash brings down that Avelis is not Noyig Erev Pesach.
that Abelis is not noyig erev Pesach, that says Hashem Yontef. She wants to bring a raya from this tomorrow. Rishash. It says, Eim Avim Toide B'chag HaMatzis. The Gemara says Chag HaMatzis means erev Pesach. Anyway, Ocha B'Yudalud Askin. Okay, Sova, in the Tana holds, Eim Avim Kochim Lebeis HaPsir. Now, Bemisin, this is a Machlekes Tanoim. Is one permitted to bring a korban if there will not be sufficient time for the korban to be eaten up? So the machlokes is tanoi. So Ravada Barava says the tana of this mission, this paraisa holds that ein meviim kochim lebeis apsul, not permitted to bring a korban to be makav a korban if there's a, because of the havo on this day, it might become nifsal, there will not be sufficient time to eat it up. So memele, so that's shot. Emivim toide biyudalit. Now to bring biyudalit, because biyudalit you can only eat the chalais chometz to shoshishis. Later you can't eat it. So memele, you're taking away the zman achila of the lachme chometz. So therefore you're not allowed to bring. So let's go a little further. So erev Pesach you can't bring. Now when did people have a chance to be makriv korbanos? The whole year they were away from the Beis HaMikdash. They were oil regaled, they had time to be maki of their kabonis that they were menadis. So all those who are mechuyiv and a kolbim toide, the kule alme b'shloi she'osla ma'isilu. So everyone, the 13th day of Nisan, it was a man, they brought their kabonis toide, beyond Yud Gimel. Now, there's a bakanta sefuno, the sefuno says that, the Kolben Toide had a lot of, there were 40 challahs that had to be eaten up b'yayim v'layla. So the Sfulness says, what's the Indian? There's a tremendous amount of challahs in a very small time was given to eat it up. So the Sfulness says that the purpose was because they wanted a Toide's brought on a net, the Dalet Chayovim Lohidois. So the Kabonis HaToire was to be Mefarsim the Chazdei Hashem. So like this, if you're like this, you'll eat it yourself, but you won't be able to eat it. So you have to invite other people to come and share, to eat with you. So when they were there, so they were mafalsam early, why he brought the korban toide, chazdei Hashem, that was the whole mechubim. But al-kaponim, a korban toide needed a lot of people to come and eat it, to make sure that all the challahs were eaten up. Now, if there was a ribui of korbanos toide, Yom Yud Gimel Benissen, Yerushalayim, so there was more Kabonis than Oichlem. So Mamele, so therefore, every Yom Yud Dalet, there was a lot of Chalas left over. Vinisht V, with all these tablets, they couldn't eat up all the Chalas. So Mamele, that's why, Bekuloi Alma Bishloisha Osa Maisilu, everyone brought their Kabonis Toy the 13th day. There's so many chalas nivsolis belim. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, mitoich shein merubes lach meitoide b'shloisha osa benisim. Shekol mi sheyesh lelohovi toide beregel meviya b'shloisha osa. Is nivsolis belim leboikrei shel yudalit. Lach meitoide mem chalas v'yud mehem chomet shenema al chalis lechem chomet. Ein mevin kochim lebeis apsul, ein mevin kolben biyoim. You cannot bring a kolben in a day. She yismayet zman achilosoi shekoveloi teire. You can't bring a kolben in a day that there will not be, al kaponim, the time that the teire gave for the kolben to be eaten. The nimtza boli dei noisa, v'toide necheles liyoim v'layla. Vim yevion biyudalet einon necholoish shel chometz ela ad sheishoi. Slach mucha says there's like what Ella ad sheishoyis. What's the number of sheishoyis? If you say ad v'loyad bechlal, so it could be Rashi is going according to Rameya. So the maximum or Am Gamliel, you could eat it till the fifth hour. If ad sheishoyis means till the end of sheishoyis, then there's a problem. Al kaponim, about al kaponim, you can't eat it the whole day. I mean, this halach is negayit to us all, so that's why we don't say mizmel l'soy the erev Pesach and erev Yom Kippurim. because it's b'mokim the toide, and they didn't bring a toide these 2 days, because em b'vim kochim l'beis apsul. V'kula alme b'yod gimel ma'isilu. Kol mi sha'ol of toide, maybe a b'yod gimel, if yishle ekreven ala mocha, erev, tomorrow they won't be makabit. V'chosh kem b'peisa. Nifsol is b'line. She'ein lehem oichlin kol kach. Because there weren't enough oichlin. Umishum de psulis vo'imde, so the apostle Saib say, he's not him shom. Dim hoyu ksheires, if this chalas would be kosher a chalas, I hoy noise to moishum shom kadel apostle, but they dying. Shemenoche shom adzman habio, the nisrofeis, they wouldn't do such a thing. So koch, if these were apostle a chalas, because they were nice already, they were brought yud gimel, he wouldn't bring them yud dalit, so memele. So that's why they were, that's how you heard chalas psulis. That's one mahalach. Mishum Rabbi Yanai Omar, Rabbi Yanai says, Sheiris hoyu. No, there were kosher echalas. Ve elo mai korlu psulis, shloi nishchat aleyem azevach. They were chalas, that they were magdish these chalas, they were magdish these chalas for lachmei toide, for the kosher echalas. No, the reason they put them there on top of the gaget stabe because they didn't shech the kolm toide yet. Let us see Rashi. Ksheir is hoyu. Loima, you don't have to say pshat in the Mishnah that it was noisa. Afilu loy hoylam sul godol kalina. Shein kvar lesreif. Afilu hochi ma'acha shein lem takona leyochel. We'll see soon that these chalas did not have a takona to be eaten. Afilu hein adayin tuunis ibo tzure. Afilu lamaise, you're not allowed to burn them right away. Yevina lu hosam. You can put it on top of the itzabe. V'heichi domi, how do you have a case that it's not possible, but you can't eat it? Ki goyin shloi nishchat aleyem hazevach. The vow they did not check the kolm toide. V'yeh lohem kedushas domi. And they have a kedushas domi. Mishahug dishu. That means as soon as a person is magdish lachmei toide, harezu lachmei toide, so there's a kedushas domi. V'ein lohem heter, but they are not mutter to eat. Ad she yishochet aleyim hazevach v'yizrek adom. A heter achila they get after shchites hazevach and zrikas adom. Why is it that way? The lach meitoide ain kedushin kedushas aguf. Ain kedushin kedushas aguf. They don't get a kedushas aguf, a kedushas kolben. Ela b'shchites hazevach. Kedesanye b'menoches al chalois lechem chometz yakriv korbonei al zevach. So the Gemara darshins melamed she'ein alechem kodesh elo bezviche. The lechem gets a kedushas kolben with the shchitas hakolben. Elo bezviches hatoide. V'hai kodesh, and that's what the Gemara says, it's not kodesh till the zviche, kedushas haguf koma. So talking about a kedushas aguf, a kedushas kol. Domisho sha'oma harei eilu l'taydosei. Before the shchite, the minute he said he was mafrish tischalas, and he said harei eilu l'taydosei, so the loch is chal aleim shem egdish, that's kedushas domim. Aval ein kedushoson liposol b'line, does not have a kedushas aguf to be nifso, b'noiso, Ubitvul yoim, natvul yoim, like this atvul yoim is like a sheni letume, so atvul yoim cannot be metamit, cause mana doesn't have a kedushas kolben. Bim nitmu, if they became tome, niftim v'yoitzen lechulen, if it becomes tome, so it's yoitz, you can be paidit, and yoitzen lechulen, like this you can only be paid apostle lekolben. But over here, if it's a kedushas domi, you can be paid it. A balmumi can be paid it. A balmumi can be paid it. But over here, v'im nitmo nivnim v'yaitza l'chulun ad shi yishochet azevach aleyim. Because here it doesn't get a kedushas kolben till they shech the kolben. V'cheshein shehazevach mekadshon, just like the shchites azevach is mekadish to lechem, kach bezrikas adam nitorim heim l'achila kibsar atoide. So there's all the dinim of the kolben, So just like, so it gets with the Shrita Kedushas Aguf, and then the Matirei HaKorban, Amater, the Lechem Bachile. Kach Bezrikas Adam, Nitoi Meim Lachile, Kipsar HaToidaz. But the Hoyer Tluyim Bo, Harei Hutke Moyu. Uzrikas Adam, Materes Kotshem, Dersi Vedam Zvochecha Yishofer, Vodav Abosso Toichal. So Memele, So the Gemara, the Val learned as follows. Rabbi Yana is telling us that these were kosher chalas, right? But you couldn't eat the chalas because le'nishchat aleihem azevach, because they did not shech the korban pesach, the korban toide yet. So they didn't shech the korban toide. So because they don't shech the korban toide, you can't eat it because you need zviche and zrike. So memele, so basher usham. You have chalos which are potentially kosher and bepoil cannot be eaten. So that's pshat psulos in the Mishnah. Don't say bepoil psulos. That what basher usham, we can't eat them, is some amela, so we leave them there and eventually we'll burn them when it becomes shoshish. So let's check the zevach. So where are we speaking about? So we're speaking about Lachayre Yoim Yudalit. Speaking about Yoim Yudalit. He wants that the whole Chiddush of Rabbi Yanai. That you don't have to say the Emes Apostle. It could be speaking about that, that they're theoretically kosher, but you can't eat them. Back to Gemara, Shech the Korban, you'll be able to eat it. I'm being kosher lebeis apsul. Zokti Yifei Naim, it's a machlekes tanoim. So now the Gemara is asking, according to Rabbi Yanai, according to the Man Yom, the Hosma Vim Kotchim Lebeis Apsul, so let's check it. That's the Chereb Shat in the Gemara. The Nishchoi, and for the Gemara, She'ovat HaZevach. Speaking about that the Kolben got lost. Frek the Gemara, the nicies, some amela, God lost, he can't share the zebach. Some amela, that's what Rabbi Yanai meant. In fact, the Gemara says, weiter nicht ekwel. The nicies zebach acher. We can very easily understand that there was, Erev Pesach, the bringt doch Pesach eichet dazu, so it's an animal, so the behemoth got lost. In fact, the Gemara, the nicies zebach acher, the nischoi. So let's bring a different zebach. And with the Gemara, the Omar, zu toido, vizu lachmo. That by the Trilas HaHegdish, he had said that this should be the lechem for this Taida. So Memele, so you can't bring now, you can't bring another Taida for this lechem. The Rabbi, Doma Rabbi, Ovad HaLechem, if the Taida is still around, maybe, but the lechem got lost, maybe lechem aches, you can bring another lechem for the Taida. If the Iker is still around, you bring the Tuffle for the Iker. Of the Toida, but if the Toida got lost, it may be in Toida Acheres. I time a Lechem Glau Toida, then the Lechem is the Tuffle to the Toida, so you can, missing this Tuffle, bring another Tuffle. They Toida Glau Lechem, but the Toida is not a Tuffle to the Lechem, you can bring another Toida for the Lechem. Frek de Gemore, Venifrekinu. So why do you still, it's a shot. Why do you say, that you put it al gaget stab it, and when you're gonna burn it, you can do something else. You told me it's ovat atoide. There's no shchita yet. So there's only kedushas domim. There's only kedushas domim. So v'nifrekinu. So let's be poide the lachme toide. V'nafkinu lechulin, and we'll become chulin and fartik. So memeila. So why do you go and you let it get burnt? Zuzel and Kaidish. Let us see Rashi. The Trashi, ain't maybe Toida Acheres al Oisei Lechem. You don't bring another Toida Acheres. Upoidin Oisei v'yaitse lechula. The Lechem glal Toida. V'kivin the hukvel azu. Posel Acheres. You can't use it for a different Toida. Avo bedomim. The plot will you do with the money. Yikach toide. You can buy another toide. By lechem toide acheres. Or by lechem toide. So that's what we'll do with the money.
ואין תוידה גלל לחם, שהיא איקה, ולכת את תוידה זה איקה. נברקין אופקת הגמרא, דכל זמן שלא יקיץ של הגופון, יש להם פידיה. כל זמן דו זנו קדושס הגוף, יש להם פידיה. בהויל ויש להם תקונה בכך, לא מאונו מפסידים קודשם. There's no kedushas aguf, so let's be paided. And akaponos, why should we be mafsid kodshim? Yeah, this is a shvel. And for the Gemara, elaloilom shenishchat aleim hazevach. No, it's speaking about shenishchat aleim hazevach. We'll see poshet Rashi learns pshat. Again, we're speaking about that it's speaking about that this was in Yom Yudalit. And we're going according to the Tana Mevim Kodshim Lebeis Apsuch. If it's Nishchat Aleim HaZevach, why can't you eat it? The Nishpach Adam, what Rashi had said before, that what is matter the Lechem Bachile, the Dam? So here we have a problem. The Shchitas HaZevach gave it a Kedushas Aguf, so you can't be paided anymore. But you can't eat it either because it was Nishpach Adam, the Zrike, just like the Zrike is Matar Achilles HaKolm, the Zrike is Matar Achilles HaLechem. And the Nishpach Adam, so Mamele, you have kosher lachme toida theoretically, but you can't eat it. So that's Pshat Psulei, that's Pshat Rabbian. Buchiman ke Rebbe, the Omar Rebbe, Shnei Dvorim HaMatirim Malim Ze Beloi Ze. Rebbe said, that if you have two dvorim amatirim, you have shchite and zrike. So Rebbe says, one works without the other, one accomplishes without the other. So if there was a shchite, not a zrike, you don't say it's kilu, nothing happened. No, the shchite made that there should be chalak dushes aguf on the lechem, and I don't have a zrike, so you have a lechem that has a dushes aguf, that's not what it is. The Sanya, we learned, is a machlekes tanoim in this. The Sanya, we learned as follows. Kivsei atzeres, ein mekachim es alechem, elo b'shchite. The kivsei atzeres, which are brought shvuas, it's the same aloche like a toide, that the lechem gets a kedushas aguf, ein mekachim es alechem, elo b'shchite. Keita. Shochton lishmon. What happened if he was shaykhet, the kibsei atzeres lishmon, v'zor akdom on lishmon, kiddush alechem. So the lechem is kodesh. Shachton shaloi lishmon. It was everything. The lechem is kodesh, in latit lechem. Shachton shaloi lishmon. Tu zachit shchite shaloi lishmon, v'zor akdom on shaloi lishmon, loi kiddush alechem. Das neva kiddush of kibsei atzeres. Shachton lishmon, v'zor akdomen shaloi lishmon. What if there was a good shchita and there was a posel zrike? Lechem kodesh v'einei kodesh. Divrei Rebbe. So Rebbe holds the lechem is lemais that has a kedushas aguf. The kedushas aguf it got to the shchita. But you're not allowed to eat it because the zrike was shaloi lishmon. So the zrike was not matter the achilas alechem. Divrei Rebbe, Rabbi Loza b'Rabbi Shimon Noimer, Lailom einei kodesh alechem, ad sheyishchet lishmon v'yizrek domon lishmon. Rabbi Loza b'Rabbi Shimon holds that if there was no kosher zrike, so the shchita also doesn't, it's other. If there was a kosher shchita and zrike, then it gets a kedushas aguf and it's muta b'achila. If there wasn't a kosher zrike, so the shchita doesn't give it a kedushas aguf either. So it's kolnish mit kolnish. So einei kodesh alechem, so loyel men kol shlofa shishchet lishma vizak domen lishma. So meile, that's what our Gemara wanted to say. Our Gemara wanted to say that Mishnah is speaking about, it's not really psulis. It's going according to Rebbe. The Rebbe holds that malin ze beloy ze. The shchite could be matzvis akdushas aguf on the lechem, even though there's no zrike that will be matred bachile. So that's pshat. You don't say it was mamish posel. It was a kosher. Lachmei toide, but lemaise there was no oif and how it could be eaten. So mamela they put it there on top of the gagoit stave. Let us see Rashi. Elo loylam shenishchat aleim azevach. The shuv ein lam takon. Chegoin shenishpach adam. Umiu adayin ein antunes reif. But it's not possible. It's not real possible yet.
You still need Ibur Tzure. So that means, we're speaking about Yom Yudalad, we said. So Yom Yudalad, you can't burn it Yom Yudalad before it becomes Chometz, because it's not a Psul Begufoy, it's not a Ketzer Tzoylen. Kol Sheh Psulay Begufoy, let's say if a Kolben becomes Tomei, Yisorif Miyav. So then you burn it right away. Bidamu Bebailim, but what if the Psul is not in the Etzem Kolben? The Psul is that there was a Zrike Psule, or there's a Psul in the Bailim, so then, to ubar zu rosei vi yetze le beis has reif. Afe lo hochi, so that's the chiddush over here. Mizalzlin behu, vi yevino lo hosom. We mizalzos, even though la maisa before ibar zure, we go and we put it on top of the itztab. So the gemar, keman kamre te beshchita lechu de kodesh gufo ishloi liftoi soid, that the shchita accomplishes that you can't be poited anymore. Shchita is rike hain matirnas hazevach, it's a tolly boy, and it's matter, the bor matfeilim to the kol. Malin, oise, malin, achas, likodish, begufe, afa, bishloi, nit, sheni, nit, rachetov, yashni. That's what Rabbi holds. Shteilechem, shalatzeres, tlim, bishnei, kibse, shlomim. The shteilechem is dependent on the two kibse, shlomim. Dersi, bishnei, chvosim, neishon, ulzevach, shlomim, veinev, akem, oisem, alechem, abikrum, tnuf, neishem. Gemrin lumi lach me toide, she ein kedoshim ela bezvichosa, bemnochas perkat chaylus. Kodish li posel bi yoitze, so Rebbe holds, if there's a shchita lishmo, nezrika shloi lishmo, it's kodish li posel bi yoitze, shlo liftoi. Veine kodish veine nitter bachile, ba'afal pisha kvosim, atzman zutrashi, something very interesting. Even though the kvosim alone, that was nizrak shloi lishmo. You're allowed to eat them, or tell them the kaimel on kolas vachem shlis b'chushaloy lishmon kshayim, mashallah lebayil moshayim chayivim. That a korban that was nishchat or nizrak shaloy lishmon, so it's a kosher korban, though only by chatas is a psul of shaloy lishmon. Pesach, but like this, kolas vachem shlis b'chushaloy lishmon is kshayim. So memeila sanya beperk shneini beim kibsei atzeres shneini de beim kibsei atzeres shochtan shaloi lishmon hadam yisorek ba'abosa yeyochol you eat it al shlomim, but it's not yotze dechabosim abo inhu de mesachli ke shlomim ba'alma abo lechem given the kvosim ein shmon aleim. If the whole din achila now is not al kibsei atzeres, it was le'olu l'shem choy, but it's not kibsei atzeres. It gets a din of a shlomim, of a kivin de kvosim ein shmom aleim, the loyolu l'shem choyve, it's not to have kisei tzeres, el l'shem shalmi nedov aleim. So memele, so the lechem, who could be matter the lechem? Mi yatirenu. So memele, the zriken, in order to be matter the lechem, it has to be a zrike of kivsei tzeres. So since he was zoyrik, it shaloy l'shmo, it doesn't have a shame of kivsei tzeres. So is the din of shlomim ba'alme. So the zrik is not, so you have a lechem that has kedushas aguf without a zrik of kivsei, of dam kivsei atzeres, a memele. So the zrik does not help the lechem. It will help the kvosim because the kvosim have now a din of shlomim, shalmi nedovet.